In Northwest News on KPLU, a year ago this month, a young man named Keaton Ferris was found naked on the floor of his jail cell in Coopville on Whidbey Island. He was dead. The cause was dehydration and malnutrition. In the wake of that terrible loss, his family has made it their mission to make sure nothing like that ever happens again at the jail. KPLU's Ashley Gross has a story.
Birds are singing and the sky is a brilliant blue in Coopville. It's April 7th, exactly 1 year since Keaton died. His father, Fred Ferris, points out the raised garden bed he and Keaton built together.
I strong-armed him into planting some beets because I love beets and nobody else around here eats them. He liked beets too, and carrots and garlic. We're still getting, you know, some of the same stuff that he had planted a couple of years ago.
Ferris cherishes that life that springs up from the ground. It's a legacy left behind by his son, a sensitive young man who loved the beach and wanted to be a writer. Keaton was 25 years old when he was picked up by police last year in Linwood. He suffered from bipolar disorder. An officer found him at a bank saying kind of strange stuff. He talked about projecting his thoughts at the people inside. He told the officer he was off his meds. Fred Ferris says his son was suffering from anxiety because he had missed a court date in San Juan County after failing to meet up with his mom for a ride.
I know that he was anxious about the court date, and I think that's where, you know, it really started to get to him.
Keaton had allegedly forged and cashed a check for $355. He had an arrest warrant, so the officer took him to Linwood Jail. That started a grim odyssey from which he never emerged. He was shuttled from jail to jail and wound up at Island County Jail, 7 miles from where his dad lives. Fred Ferris called the jail to tell them what medicine his son needed and tried to get in to see him. He spoke with the lieutenant, who said maybe he could visit. When he called back, she said no.
She got on the phone and she didn't even say hi or anything. It was just, "I'm sorry, it's not going to happen today." And then I said, "What's not going to happen? So you're not going to be able to visit. You know, try tomorrow's visiting."
Ferris was working the next day, so his sister went. She was not allowed in either. But they didn't know the situation was so grave.
You know, we never in a million years thought this was where it would all end up.
It's clear from the investigation report that Keaton was in a crisis during his 2 weeks in the jail. He was hardly talking. He was found at one point with a rag hanging out of his mouth. He flooded his cell and was found dunking his head in the toilet. Jail staff turned off the water and then, crucially, did not make sure he got enough to drink. The only medical attention he got was a 2-minute visit by the jail nurse from outside the door of his cell. He spent hours without anyone checking on him. 2 guards falsified the log after his death to make it look like they had done the checks they were supposed to. At 3:30 in the morning on April 8th, Fred Ferris was woken by the coroner and a deputy at his door.
I was asleep and wondering what, you know, somebody's knocking at the door. That's weird, you know.
They delivered the news no parent ever wants to hear. His son had died at the jail. He weighed just 125 pounds.
I said, you got the wrong house. That's not Keaton. He doesn't weigh 125 pounds. I mean, I gave him a hug a month ago. Yeah, it was all of 175 pounds.
Ferris says his son was deprived of very basic things, water and attention.
They were supposed to be checking him every hour, but they didn't. He just laid there dead on a cold, dirty jail floor for 7 hours.
All right, so I'll take you over here to the booking area first.
Jose Briones is the new chief deputy of Island County Jail.
So here are two of our smaller pods. And actually, the one that you see that has the number 2 on it is where Keaton Ferris was.
Keaton's death set in motion many changes here at the jail. Briones was hired partly because of his experience at the state prison in Monroe, working with inmates suffering from mental illness. Sheriff Mark Brown, who oversees the jail, pushed out the previous chief and fired the lieutenant. The 2 deputies who falsified the logs have resigned. The nurse has left as well. Sheriff Brown says this has been the hardest thing he's encountered in his 42-year career.
We had a failure of really thoroughly doing our job.
An outside corrections expert reviewed the jail and gave recommendations for improvements. Briones has been busy making changes, adding nursing staff and establishing a procedure to ensure everyone gets enough food and water. Plus, Briones says everyone is getting trained on how to work with people with mental illness.
The old days of policing where you would come in and deal with a person very firm and very aggressively to show them you're in charge, when you have somebody who is already afraid and who's already suffering some form of a paranoia or a disability, to come in and approach them that way will only likely make the condition worse and not get them to go where you need them to go.
Fred Ferris and Keaton's mother, Tiffany Farians, reached a $4 million settlement with Island, Skagit, and San Juan counties late last year. Under the settlement, an outside expert will monitor Island County Jail for 18 months. But what about other jails? Mark Cook of the ACLU of Washington says the state lacks an oversight system for making sure improvements at one county jail get applied elsewhere.
It is very variable, so that in one jail you might get some pretty decent care and in others you might get nothing.
Ultimately, he says jails shouldn't be de facto mental health institutions. The state needs to invest in more therapeutic options for people in crisis. Outside Island County Jail, the sun is starting to set. Fred Ferris has gathered there with his wife Susan and their two daughters. They're meeting up with friends to light candles and honor Keaton exactly 1 year after he took his last breath inside his jail cell. Keaton's grandmother, Mary Pickering, says she's trying to imagine what his state of mind was.
Everything that he did in that jail was a cry for help. You know, if you flood the toilet or you have a rag in your mouth, I mean, there's different ways of crying out. And I believe that's what he was doing.
Family members and friends form a circle and wipe away tears. Fred Ferris says he never thought about the jail until his own son wound up there.
There's people in here, their sons, their brothers, grandsons, friends, all of them, just like us. And sometimes, as we've learned, they're unable to care for themselves, and so it's each of us that can make a difference.
The Whatcom County prosecutor is evaluating whether to file criminal charges over Keaton's death. Fred Ferris says he's not looking for vengeance. He says he simply wants accountability and for the people who were supposed to care for his son to have their day in court. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.